My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. I needed one yesterday after that loss. Falcons lose to the Steelers in their opener. We're talking about it with you. If you're just joining us and just joining the show, here's a quick recap, because we got to let you hear what Coach Ra had to say in regards to the health of Kirk Cousins. Mike and I, not just us, but a lot of people around the country are questioning whether he is 100% with what happened yesterday and what we didn't do offensively. Mike, turnovers killed us. Two picks and a lost fumble from Kirk Cousins. Again, I didn't feel like he was ready, and I didn't feel like he was confident when he had time in the pocket because, again, our drives were literally short and out. We didn't do anything, especially in the second half, to really sustain drives and try to get scores.
I mean, the biggest completion, longest, was at Ray McLeod, right over the middle.
Yep.
There's a lot of video out there. Like, we all saw it. A lot of us were there at the game. Is that he couldn't step into throws. He couldn't generate the torque, or at least, you know, get the ball out like it needed to. I know he did sail one over to the side to Darnell Mooney that I guess was slightly deflected and went through Mooney's hands. But yeah, we never were able to get the downfield game that everybody was looking for. Drake London had only his three targets. We talked about it earlier. Like, T.J. Watt was in the friggin' huddle. He was certainly in Caleb McGarry's head and in his space because he was on roller skates much of the day. That first drive was just perfect, and then T.J. Watt breaks it up. They get that screen to Bijan with a little like sort of shoestring tackle that keeps us out of the end zone, and we have to settle for field goals. Carl, you can't blame the defense. The defense held the Steelers until that, you know, the last interception. Long field goals, 57 yarders, for crying out loud.
Yeah, six long ones, man. Here's the thing, guys. If our quarterback is unable to do all the things we want, including our offensive coordinator and Zach, you know, we are not going to be able to perform this offense up to its capability until we know for sure. So that's where we start. Today, Josh Kendall from The Athletic and our own Joe Patrick following up a question about the health of Kirk Cousins. Listen to this.
Is any part of your offensive game plan predicated on Kirk's health and how and what you thought of it or what you concerned with him coming back from the injury?
You know, with Kirk being here, we've been doing the same thing since he's been here, and that's how we planned on playing. And we played that way throughout. We played that way for a minute, and we've done a bunch of different things in our case. And everything we're going to do is figuring out how to win this football game, and that was the plan, to go out there and win the football game.
So he's healthy. He came back from – he didn't show any signs – ill signs coming in the game or coming from recovering from the game, and it's kind of his first live action.
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, probably some rust from not playing for so long, but that's just with all of them. You know, Grady had a bunch of rust. We had a bunch of guys out there, Avery Williams, Kirk, and we want to get better, but we got to play better. At the position, we got to play better around them.
There were a couple indicators about that led people to think one way or another about Kirk's health, which was basically taking no snaps from under center, and then also there was, I think, no play action in the game. Well, is that scheme, or is that something that was situational to this game plan against the Steelers?
Well, everything is going to be situational to the game plan for who you're playing against. And when you go out and you put those guys in what we do and how we want to play and try to put those guys in a good position to get those guys blocked, those aliens that the Pittsburgh Steelers have, you got to try to figure those things out. It exposed some things inside for us and made it a tough day inside. And then it also activated those guys outside a little bit, and those guys got going. And, you know, that's a good football team. And I don't want to take away from any credit what they were able to do, but, you know, our plan to go out there, we got to go out there and execute it better in order to get them protected a little bit better. I believe he gave up 7 hits and he got hurried a bunch. I don't know if it's 1 sack from T.J. Watt at least, or 2 sacks on the day. But they definitely hit us too much when it came to some of the drop back passes for different situations. Some of it situational on the third down and extra longs. Some of the second down and longs when the get back on tracks got tough when they caught up to our screen game. And then we got to find a better way to stay on track, particularly in the second half.
That's Josh Kendall asking the question along with R. Smoke and Joe Patrick up there today at Flowery Branch. We'll be up there Thursday asking more questions. Carl, I got to beg to differ. I mean, if Grady, there was Russ with Grady, it lasted for one play. Grady was a machine yesterday.
He looked great.
You can't lump Kirk Cousins' rust with what there's no rust on Grady. Come on, maybe Simmons was getting back in the mix, and I thought Judon got better as the game went on, but Kirk Cousins looked terrible.
Yeah, Simmons made a play, actually, on the ball for, you know, how they're trying to integrate him into getting playing time and snaps and whatnot. Raheem Morris basically said that Kirk Cousins' health is fine, and there's no correlation between play calling and the quarterback's health. Okay, I'm going to believe the coach, but something's got to give. Meaning Monday night, we have to see a better performance from Cousins, and there has to be more flexibility with this offense, or I'm going to have a hard time moving forward believing that. And that's where I'm at. So if he says, hey, there is no correlation between the play calling and the health of our quarterback, I'm going to believe him. He's in the building. He's there every day. They talk about it. They see it. But, Mike, we see it on Sunday. And right. So Monday night, there's got to be something different as we see and how this goes about with the Eagles and what they're able to do and what they're not able to do.
Well, let's see how Aaron Rodgers looks tonight. I know everybody's body is different, but he had his Achilles injury 8 weeks sooner or later, but he had long recovery time than our quarterback, Kirk Cousins, who happened last week in October last season.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.